USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing President Trump for mocking Brett Kavanaugh's accuser Christine Blasey Ford during a campaign-style rally in Mississippi last night. Senate Republican Susan Collins of Maine says,
"The president's comments were just plain wrong."
And Arizona Republican Jeff Flake says there's no time or place for remarks like these.
"What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember."
Allegations by the New York Times that Donald Trump built his fortune with dubious tax schemes involving sham corporations are now being investigated. The New York Department of Taxation and Finance saying they're reviewing the allegations in the Times article and will pursue all appropriate avenues of investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
To say Democrats are causing delay, give me a break.
That's the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer slamming Republican criticism over the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Schumer yesterday on the Senate floor rejecting criticism from Republican leader Mitch McConnell that Democrats are obstructing and needlessly delaying Kavanaugh's confirmation. He called the Majority Leader McConnell a master of delay.
"Who delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for over 300 days until his party had a chance to win the White House."
McConnell insists there will be a vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation before the week is over. The White House and Pentagon confirming they've received suspicious envelopes of what appears to be ricin, the Secret Service saying one of them was addressed to President Trump. Two envelopes yesterday tested positive for ricin, though none of the envelopes reached their destinations as they were flagged in remote screening locations. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander is now ending his campaign to become Kansas City's next mayor, announcing yesterday afternoon he's dropping out to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder stemming from his time in the U.S. military. Kander served as an Army intelligence officer in Afghanistan. He says he visited the VA hospital on Monday of this week to discuss getting treatment for PTSD and depression. Tesla has delivered 82,500 cars in the third quarter that ended on Sunday, and that includes nearly 56,000 lower-priced Model 3s. Auto industry analysts say this might calm investors who've been very nervous as the SEC's been threatening or did threaten to ban CEO Elon Musk from the company he co-founded. Musk and Tesla agreeing last week to pay $20 million each in fines for Musk's claims that he had secured funding to take the company private. Private sector jobs surging. A morning report from ADP says the economy added at least 230,000 private payroll jobs last month. The government jobs reports due out tomorrow, or Friday, that is. And it's possible toy giant Toys R Us could make a comeback. The retail company has canceled the bankruptcy auction of its intellectual property assets, which means it could be back in business and open some new stores under that name again.